This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado businesses are looking to Congress for additional economic help. Lawmakers are working to extend the Paycheck Protection Program and a long-term loan program. Hunter Raley of Colorado's Small Business Majority says, with concerns about a possible second wave, more loans may not be the answer.
Based on the high levels of uncertainty, it's really unclear how much appetite for additional debt there is right now.
Raley says businesses need cash and that any new loans should also go to minority and female-owned businesses that didn't get funds in the first round. The state of Colorado has released sporting betting figures for the month of June. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
It's only the second month of legal sports betting, but the state is optimistic about the industry's future, despite the pandemic. The total amount wagered by Colorado bettors was just over $38 million, nearly doubling revenue from May. Table tennis received the most wagers, followed by soccer and golf. The state collected $218,000 in tax revenue from betting proceeds. I'm Paul Shasta, CPR News.
A Denver area speedway that had previously violated public health orders plans to host racing events later this week. Bandimir Speedway says it got approval from the Jefferson County Health Department. The county sued over a July 4th event that the Denver Post says drew roughly 7,000 people who were not social distancing. 88 and partly cloudy in Denver, 93 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.